Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Annie Foskett joins us on today's program. She's the founder of the Carebags Foundation. She discusses the organization's growth over the years. Annie, first of all, many of our listeners here in the area have seen you on TV. They've seen your group called the Carebags Foundation. And you're here at Central College as a part of a service project where students here are contributing to that effort. But for listeners who aren't familiar, we'll start there. What is the Carebag Foundation and how did it get started?
Carebags is a nonprofit organization that I started when I was 11 after my mom had talked to me about foster care and crisis care and how kids in those situations often have to leave their homes without anything of their own. And so it was a really small idea to try to help make that really difficult situation maybe a little bit easier by providing them with comforting, essential, safe, age-appropriate items in these bags that they could keep of their own. And so we just started as a way to help a few kids just in our town. And it just over the years has really grown bigger and better than we ever dreamed it would be. To expand to help not just foster care and crisis care kids, but also displaced, abused, and disadvantaged children around the world.
You know, these care bags you've mentioned when you were speaking to the students have really changed in the items that they've had. You know, what are the ways that you've really tried to fill those needs, especially for kids of all different ages?
I think when we started with putting in pretty basic things. I mean, the essential things really have stayed the same, but it's more those comforting and kind of fun items that we've kind of grown and expanded in what we're able to put in just due to the support that we've received over the years. We have, for example, I talked about that we used to only put blankets in the baby bags because in our minds, well, babies and blankets kind of go hand in hand. But when you think about it, anyone loves a blanket. And so we really started to think about, well, maybe, especially when we started receiving these tie blankets, this would be a great thing for teenagers to get to have. And it's a nice item that they can take with them that can be theirs and maybe would, you know, be a comforting item that they could keep and they would enjoy snuggling up with. So little changes. We haven't changed things completely. It's the purpose and mission and vision is all the same. It's just what we're able to do due to the support that we have received.
And now one of the things that you mentioned is that you started this when you're 11. And one of the things you told the Central College students is that this project isn't just for adults to work on as volunteers, that kids themselves can be a part of helping their fellow classmates who may in need and may not be classmates in their school, but across the globe, as you mentioned. You know, what is that like to see this really be accessible, not only in terms of the gifts going to the kids, but to have the kids themselves be able to put their hands on it and really be able to contribute?
I think it's my favorite part of the project now is getting to see it through the eyes of kids. And I was a kid when I started it myself, and now being an adult and getting to watch that and getting to see kids reflect that same passion and excitement that I had when I was 11 is just really exciting. They leave feeling like they really did something that made a difference, and they get excited about it. And I would have kids that would talk to me later and say, hey, I did a lemonade stand, or I did something. And they were just so excited about being able to do something. And I think them getting excited about things that they're passionate about and wanting to help and feeling like a really small idea can make a big difference is powerful for them.
And now one of the things about this project, it's still based in Newton, but you work here in Pella at the Pella schools, in fact. So there's ways that you've connected with these communities, I'm sure. So if they're in the Pella community and they want to learn more, they want to help, you know, what's the best way to do that? Whether they're Central College students, whether they are, you know, parents in the Pella school system or those that live all the way between here and Newton.
Yeah, we have a website, carebagsforkids.com, and you can go to the website and you can contact us there. Otherwise, you could always contact me via my school email as well. But really, the ways to get involved are on the website, but you can also just contact me and say, hey, I'd like to get involved. Could you let me know how I could do that? And we love to have people come, and we love to collaborate with new groups. And so, yeah, just write us and let us know how it is that you would maybe like to serve, or we will give you ideas of what other people have done in the past, and that would be great.
in terms of this project, you said you started it when you're 11. It's been around now for nearly two decades. Did you ever think it was going to become this big? Because you've been recognized nationally. You know, the president has said hello to you before, and you've been in national publications. Did you ever think it was going to have this kind of reach and have this kind of impact on so many people?
You know, when you think forward, these ideas, it's so fun to look back now and see where we started and where we are, and to think about how many people have been along in this journey. But no, I never dreamed it would be this. And I'm so excited that it is. And it's so fun to think of, if I didn't know what it was then, who knows what it'll be in 5, 10 years, or who knows, maybe my 2-year-old will take it over, and, you know, as I get older. But it is, it's really a neat thing to see how something really small can really grow when so many people get involved.
Once again, that was Annie Foskett with the Care Bags Foundation. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.